Hey kids, you're about to listen to a comedy podcast. That means that none of this is medical advice. If you need medical advice or medical care, please contact your doctor.
Welcome to the Jock Doc Podcast,
where we discuss fitness and health, and how to incorporate our modern understanding of science and medicine into our daily lives, but without it being so boring. I'm your host, DrLennonSmith.com. I'd like to begin by apologizing to our listeners. We received some feedback about technical terms I've been using, such as renin angiotensin system activation and cheesy stuffed crust. So I'll try to temper my terminology to a simpler one in the future. Here to help with that is our producer, Cameron.
Dr. London, I am so excited to announce something today. Something that we've both been wanting to announce.
Okay. I don't have diabetes still.
Wait, I thought you announced that last week.
No, I've been holding back. Because it was April Fool's last week, and I didn't want to make it seem like a prank.
Oh, you didn't want to. Okay, well, then you go ahead and make that announcement first, and then I'll get to the real announcement.
Okay, I just feel like now it's going to look like I'm the opener for the headliner of announcements.
Yes. That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Because this is kind of a big deal for me. So I don't have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. I'm completely free of diabetes. Like, my insulin goes into my cells it works on cells the way it should, and there's like no issues. My pancreas is fine as far as I can tell. So thank you.
Oh wow. And tune in next week and we'll do another checkup then, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll find out next week if I have diabetes. So
no, Dr. Lennon, I am here to announce one of the brand new television shows that we are bringing to the Jock Doc streaming service, which is what we're calling our streaming service now. Let me explain. We've talked about this for a few months. Dr. Lynn and I have invented a streaming service. Movies, TV, porno, sports, all of the cool things that are going on, we're going to have it under our umbrella. Hulu, HBO, watch out. It is now the Jock Doc streaming service. This is because we are sort of pivoting a little bit. We are pivoting towards a horror niche.
Well, it's because it sells. Like, that, you know, you can even watch horror in different languages, and it usually translates pretty well. So we just feel like that's what we got to go for. International market, you know?
Well, and we talked to some of our accountants, and they kept saying, like, A, the streaming service doesn't exist. You've been promoting it for a long time. Has not launched.
Okay. So there's no revenue coming in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
B, just attempting to compete with every other company because your product is that broad. That's a huge mistake, too. So they suggested pivoting to maybe something more specific. Here we are, the Jock Doc streaming service. Because what is scarier than medicine and doctor stuff?
Right.
Right.
And if anyone's thinking, wait, isn't there already a streaming service that's very specific to horror? And yes,
and they're dead to us. We hate them.
Yeah. So that's good. That's only one competitor, which is like way better than what we were dealing with before. So like, you may say like, oh, this doesn't sound good because it's already been done. No, this is the thing that's only been done once. Okay. It's helpful.
Well, and also, what's the other one called? Shudder? What am I, a window? And that's just one of the jokes I could make on our new streaming service. First thing I'm going to put up, we're putting out as a comedy special, a stand-up comedy special that I'm putting out, my 30-minute set. It's already been recorded, but I think I'm going to dub in some maybe like Dracula impressions or whatever to sort of keep it on brand like that. But all that to say, Dr. London, we have the early draft of a script for a show that, I mean, Dr. London, you're the lead of. You've been excited about this.
Yeah,
Vampire.
Yeah, I kept trying to push for this, and I kept pitching myself as a lead, and they said, like, well, if you want to get it made, you want to use name talent. And I was like, well, I have not only a normal name, but I have doctor in front of my name. So, like, that's the ultimate kind of name talent. It's extra name.
You have
name.
A middle name.
Yeah.
Overflowing with names.
Yeah. Yeah. London is now my middle name because doctor is the first name now. Okay, so yeah, but let's look at the script. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, vampire doctor.
Page one.
Okay.
Interior. Hospital bedroom, but there's cobwebs and spiders.
Get them off me! Get them off! Oh, wait, no. I'm spooky. So the cobwebs are good for my vibe, my aesthetic. Hello there, patient. How are you today?
Oh, I don't feel so good. I have too much blood.
Yeah, hold on, shut up. I'm looking at your neck. It's looking delicious. Can I... Do you mind?
Yeah, I feel like I just need some blood removed from my neck area.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Okay, can I... Okay, do you mind if I kiss your neck?
What? Why are you asking questions, but then when I try to answer, you say, shut up, shut up?
Because, like, I'm just trying to,
do you want to answer my question or not?
I gotta go. I gotta get out of here, man. Thank you for your patience, though. Get it? Because you're a patient of mine.
Okay, thanks, Patch Adams. What, do I leave?
I'll go. You stay. You stay in the bed. Anyway, yeah, and then if someone else could come see this patient, I really, like, we kind of had a falling out just now, so I can't see them.
Calling, paging, Dr. Vampire, please come to the front of the hospital, like right outside the front of the hospital. There's been an emergency. We need you.
Oh, that was my beeper. Okay, I gotta go out to the, in front of the hospital, to call, like, with a payphone. That's how those work, right? Okay, bye.
Insane. Okay, well, page two, we're outside at the front of the hospital. There is a large pile of corpses that have had their blood sucked dry. And they're trying to find who to blame. And the blame seems to be squarely falling on one of the doctors.
I'm the director here of the hospital. Who has been eating our patient's blood? Look at all these bloodless patients.
To one of the other doctors. Hey man, doesn't this director kind of blow? I hate him. I wish you weren't dead. I wish someone, whoever is the vampire, I bet they should suck his blood. Also, is it really sunny out here?
Everyone's getting a pay cut unless we find out who's responsible for this, or also maybe there's some new disease we're learning
about. Yeah, okay, it's actually really sunny out here, and my skin does a weird thing whenever it's sunny, so I'm gonna get back inside. You guys figure it out though, right? Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. See you, Dr. Vampire. Thank you for... Yeah, we just needed a quick general meeting.
But yeah, beeper me whenever you have a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I did. This is the thing. And you're leaving away.
If you have another thing, because I have a patient who I have to, like... We had the weirdest conversation. Do you mind if we talk about this, actually?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about this. Fine.
Yeah.
You look really uncomfortable right now. Should we go inside?
You know what? I should have brought a hat. Like, the sun really just destroyed... Yeah, let's go. You know what? Honestly, never mind. I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Love you too.
And scene. Wow.
Oh, wow. That... Dr. London, I'm not going to lie. When Dr. London came to me and said, we have to do something with vampires. Vampires are so hot right now. I kept saying, I don't know if that's true. I think that was true a long, long time ago.
I don't think that's been a thing in a while.
But you said, no, this to Twilight? Oh, and Hunger Games? You kept bringing up Hunger Games. You're like, Hunger Games is back. Like, I've said, that's not vampire related.
Well, no, Blade? She has bow and arrow.
They're doing Blade.
Yeah.
I gotta hand it to you, Dr. Linden. What you wrote here is amazing.
Yeah. No, I know. And it's a lot of, you know, it's, like, I know most of it's just vampire stuff, obviously, but there's a little bit of, sort of poor bedside manner that I tried to throw in there to show, like, what if there's a world where a physician poorly communicates with a patient? And then also some administrative stuff. We didn't get to the scene, but there's a lot of this just filling out, charting, we call it, like going on the computer and filling out forms about the given patient, completing patient notes, all that stuff. So that's also a big part of the show.
Yeah, sure. It's sort of like what it would be like to see a doctor insinuate that they might inappropriately touch their patient.
Yeah. Well, that's one factor. And once again, they'll put a different thing in the note, so it's not like it's trackable, but yeah. So
yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Is how to document how you're dealing with your patients.
To cover your tracks.
Away, yeah. You can't get in trouble.
Yeah. Or track marks. Haha, spoiler. That's we play around with that term.
Ooh.
So that's our producer Cameron. Also with us is Digital the Host. And later, Cameron tells me that we can expect a special guest.
That's right, Dr. London.
But I should say, you know, last month we introduced the nominees for the Jock Doc Podcast Pet. The nominees are Harpoon Gun, Cockroach, and 5 cats stacked on top of the Guinness Book of World Records. So, we've almost tallied the votes.
We have been crunching the numbers for a while. Our computer crunching number machine? Computer? Computer crunching number computer machine. Computer. Has been crunching the numbers. And then something has been crunching that computer that crunches those numbers. And we're finally getting close to figuring out which one won our poll.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get to that point. But just, I'll say, like, as we were trying to tally the votes, the pet nominees did skip town and found their own nation state. So, and their ambassador informs us that they do not currently, like, do extradition. So, might be a slight hold up on finding out those votes. But,
I mean,
we'll
I
get
keep
there.
Telling
we'll get
them
there.
They can be replaced. Hey, you don't want to play along? You want to have your own nation state? You don't want to extradite the harpoon gun back to us?
Yeah.
We'll pick someone else. You won't even get an opportunity to be our animal mascot of the year.
I think they're really hearing your bluff. But you know, before we move on, I would like to address a bit of listener feedback. So for a long time, our listener demographic was primarily composed of the scum of the universe known as litterers. But in our efforts to cater to them, we found that we were neglecting the many bot accounts that download our podcast. So we have some recent comments from TikTok is where a lot of these bots are located. So this one comes from YouTube, and this is a comment about a comment on our snippet about cancel culture not existing. Okay, so this comes from user at dur with a lot of R's in there. They said, quote, "I hope this is a joke, crying laughing emoji," end quote. So thank you so much for this feedback. I guess now, if that's your hope, that that's a joke, then I guess we could share our hopes. If that's the time. So like for me, my hope would be that wars end.
Oh, wow. See, okay. That's a lot better than what I was thinking of. I was really hoping that we would be able to, I mean, off this listener that wrote into us.
Okay. Which I feel like is slightly contrasting with my hope.
I don't think so. But I don't think it has to be related to war or anything like that.
Okay. So it's just an assassination or just an offing? Yeah, you always use the term off to say, like, it's not really violent if it's offing them.
Violence involves blood and stabbings and knifings and slittings. Poisonings, that's not violence, Dr. London. That's just someone having a nice drink.
Okay. So I guess we'll hope that this listener gets a nice drink, I guess is the hope.
Bumping someone off of a high ledge. Is that violent? Oh, is me stubbing my toe violent too? Because that's me bumping into something.
I mean, well, your reaction to it usually is.
I do kill the table or whatever I stubbed my toe on usually afterwards.
Yeah.
That's violent. Yeah. Yes. The way I treat the object afterwards, after I stub my toe on them, yeah, of course is violent.
Yeah. So I hope that answers your question, listener. Thank you so much for that feedback. Let's see, one more bit of feedback here. This is from TikTok. It's another comment on our snippet about cancel culture not existing. At Bear on the Web said, quote, four skull emojis. The bearded dude said the funniest S-H-I-T, crying laughing emoji, end quote. So, I guess, Cameron, I think that day you had the beard.
Yeah. Dr. Lynn and
is that true? Did you say the funniest one?
It would depend on the day. So Dr. Lynn and I switch off who has the beard each episode. If you're a Patreon subscriber and can watch our videos and already know that. If it was the last podcast, I think the funniest thing that I said was, Dr. Lennon, you can't stay in my house anymore. It's time for you to get off my couch and go.
Guess that's pretty funny.
I thought that was pretty funny because the result, sort of the punchline, is your lack of housing. It's sort of your homelessness. It's sort of...
Yeah.
I'm taking away, a tiny amount of comfort you have.
We use the term unhoused for us now. So just... Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
like,
yeah,
it's kind of offensive.
Sort of as a joke, unhousing you. Just you needed a little bit of help to get back on your feet. And I took that away from you. I thought that was really funny. If it was the podcast before that, I want to say the funniest thing I said was, hey, Dr. Lennon, I'm sorry for burning your house down. This was before you were sleeping on my couch. And the joke there was that I would ever actually apologize for just trying to make you dinner, because that's all I was trying to do.
That joke I got like right away. Yeah. The apology stuff.
Oh, like, sorry for burning down your house. Like you get that I'm just sort of having fun and
you're messing with me.
Playing around.
It is funny. You're razzing me, but
yeah. But you still haven't paid me for that meal, by the way.
So thank you so much for that feedback. We hope that this helps you really figure out your medicine. Now for today's medical topic, postrenal azotemia. Postrenal azotemia is one of three types of acute kidney injury. Acute kidney injuries have a decrease in creatinine clearance, which causes a sudden rise in BUN, which is blood urea nitrogen, and creatinine. Postrenal azotemia in particular is an obstruction of any cause that damages the kidney by blocking filtration at the glomerulus. So the kidney itself is normal and the blockage is after the kidney, hence why it's called postrenal azotemia. Causes of postrenal azotemia include prostate hypertrophy or cancer, a stone in the ureter, cervical cancer, urethral stricture, a neurogenic or atonic bladder, or retroperitoneal fibrosis. For these, you'll want to look for things like the medicine use of bleomycin, methisergide, or radiation in the patient's history. Clinically, patients with acute kidney injury like postrenal azotemia may present with only an asymptomatic rise in BUN and creatinine. When it's symptomatic, symptoms include nausea and vomiting, fatigue, weakness, shortness of breath, and edema from fluid overload, and very severe disease. And
just one, you know, I want to address, as I have before, just because you're throwing up, just because you're having all these symptoms doesn't necessarily mean you're sick. Your body could be working at sort of its maximum level. And so it's getting rid of the toxins. That's why the throwing up. It's sort of teaching you how to feel. That's why you feel all the pain you do, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Yeah. Your argument is that feeling in general is a gift and you need to
do
that. And
doctors are wanting to take that away. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, I'll agree that your body does give you signals through feelings sometimes. But I would say that if you have these specific kinds of symptoms, then you might also look into what else it could be the cause besides your body ramping up.
I'm just saying the throbbing, pulsing pain in my foot that I've had for a long time. You've seen my foot lately.
I try not to. Yeah. No, you send me pictures and videos.
It's more of a boot at this point. It's the size and shape of a just normal and average boot. And that's fine. And the smell that it creates and the feeling that it gives me is my body speaking to me. And what doctors want to do is take that away. They're like, that's actually not good. It's not good that your body speaks to you and like tells you what's up and like wants to give you like interesting smells.
And what's this kind of a lock that you usually bring to the table in terms of like, we should lance the wound and obviously we should clean it up. But of course you are persistent in that, like, well, this thing is alive. And I can't kill something that's against what I do. So, except with poison, of course.
Run no-kill shelters.
Yeah, yeah. So, so very severe disease presents with confusion, heart arrhythmia from hyperkalemia and acidosis, and sharp pleuritic chest pain from pericarditis. So the best initial test for acute kidney injury is the BUN and creatinine. If BUN creatinine ratio is above 20 to 1, the etiology is either pre-renal or post-renal damage of the kidney. And for post-renal azotemia specifically, which is what we're talking about, you'll look for a distended bladder or massive release of urine with catheter placement, along with bilateral or unilateral hydronephrosis on ultrasound. So once again, it's a blockage after the kidney. Something's clogged up. Renal sonogram is the best initial imaging test, and the treatment of post-renal azotemia is based on correcting the underlying case, the cause. The majority are reversible. And then when the cause of acute kidney injury is not clear, the best next diagnostic step is urinalysis, then urine sodium, fractional excretion of sodium or urea, and urine osmolality. So these are all approaches to take if it's complicated.
And also just listening to your body.
Yeah. All right. Well, Cameron, you said that we have a special guest today. Is that right?
That's right, Dr. London. We have an extremely special guest.
Okay. And this, just remember, did they teach you or did you teach them everything that someone knows?
I like to think that, you know, they taught me. After paying my fee.
Okay. Well, hello there. My name is DrLemonSmith.com. This is our producer, Cameron. What was your name?
Ethan.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ethan. So do you have a, well, I guess producer Cameron, that's producer is his first name. Do you have a, Ethan, is that just Ethan or do you have a last name or?
My parents told me for security purposes, I should not say.
Okay.
That you don't definitely want to get makes sense. A lot of the people who talk to Dr. London sort of say the same thing. They're like, I've heard of, and it's not just, you know, a kid thing or anything like that. It's you know, people, Dr. Linden has a reputation for finding out a little too much information about people.
They also told me I was not allowed to do it in person because I was sprayed by a skunk. So.
Oh, wow. That's just parents being overbearing. I'm sorry. I'm just going to throw that
over skunking. Over skunking, not bearing.
Oh, yeah. Over skunking. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I get, okay, so Ethan.
Wait, first of all, how old are you, Ethan?
I'm 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What exactly brings you here today?
I was told that if I did something educational outside of school, I could get another drone.
Oh, okay.
Were you told this by your parents?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was making sure weren't running some promotion where if we had someone on as a guest, they get a free drone.
Oh, do you have drones?
I mean, I have my personal drones.
Oh, can I have it? One of them?
Yeah, you can have my drone.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's awesome. I didn't know it was going to be that easy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to pay it forward. Dr. Linden sort of... He saved my life.
And the way to pay it forward is to give my, an 11-year-old a drone.
And this is, just to clarify, this is a military drone. This is not like one of your like Best Buy little helicopter things. This is more of a...
Those are the only ones I want to use.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah. Because okay. Honestly, most... Because I wanted... Because I actually asked for the drone first, but then he told me like I'd have to find, like, it's got some bombs in it, but I'd have to find them again if I want to reload it. So, like, you'll just let you know, you're going to have to supply all that.
Okay.
You know, you can't just, or maybe your parents, I don't know. Like, okay. I don't.
Yeah, it only comes with a couple bombs. Once you use those couple, you're going to have to reload it.
Okay, I will ration.
Yeah, definitely be smart about it. Wait, so when you say another drone, your parents were going to get you another drone. Does that mean you already own one and you want two? Or does that mean you had one? And
I have several. My parents have a lot of money.
That's good.
But they don't always share. Yeah, they don't always share. My dad is in Big Pharma and my mom is a lawyer for Big Pharma.
Oh, wow. So they work together, sort of.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is not a conflict of interest.
Oh, no, of course not. She's a lawyer. No. She's supposed to be representing his side.
And it's nice to hear someone else in the world of medicine. So, because, like, you're obviously, like, it's only by blood, I guess, but, you know, hearing another medical professional of some kind, if only on the sales and legal side.
Yeah. Can I ask you a medical question?
Well, so we do have a curriculum, and it's kind of all set, and I already talked about the medical stuff, so...
Dr. Linden, doctor, just for our guest, this one time, can you just answer?
Please, one.
I'll let you ask. I'm not sure I'll answer, but sure, okay.
Okay, so that's fine. If I fart on audio, will it be recorded, or...?
Well, it depends. Do you have your... I don't want to be crass, but your rear end mic'd?
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay, yeah.
No, that was another thing your parents said that you don't want. E-stalkers these days, it's all this doxing. You know what I mean? It's all of this doxing. You put out there on Twitter or whatever that your rear end is mic'd up. Suddenly 4chan has that information. Oh, man. This is that Gen Z stuff we were talking about, Dr.
Okay. Martin. Well, speaking of which, Ethan would be Gen Alpha, right?
Yeah. Woof, woof.
What are you guys up to now? Do you guys, so you have an iPad and the drones, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
The iPad?
Yeah, so okay. I got to watch stuff, and I've seen all of Stranger Things and also one episode of Euphoria.
Oh, yeah, I'm not allowed to watch Euphoria, but...
Euphoria is a little mature for Dr. Linden. Just some of the scenes he's not exactly allowed to see yet. He doesn't know what all of those things are. He does come to me sometimes with a gif. It'll be a Sydney Sweeney gif or something. And he says, "What is this?" And I say, "This isn't for you right now. This is maybe for you in the future."
Well, who is she? Who is she? That's one of my questions.
Which I always say, famous actress Sydney Sweeney.
And I don't really, but like, how do I hang out with her? Because she actually, to me, seems kind of pretty.
Whoa. Yeah,
and this is no, let's not rile Whoa. Dr. London up. This is the issue.
Yeah, so, yeah.
He,
right?
Yeah, I think,
right?
I also think.
You thought the same thing?
I do. Oh, man. Oh, it's funny.
Now, Ethan, you have incredibly large braces. Let's talk about them.
Yeah?
Are they working?
Who's to say? But Dr. London can say, because he's a doctor, not a dentist.
Oh, Dr. London. You couldn't even look at someone's mouth and see if they have braces.
You couldn't even stick your fingers in a mouth, and you couldn't even do anything with your hand in there because you're a doctor.
Do you ever lick D batteries?
What?
Do you lick batteries? Lick batteries and it shocks your tongue?
Dr. London, Gen Alpha doesn't know what, like, batteries are, like a D battery.
What
are you
talking about? What? Who found this guy, Cameron?
He found himself, I guess. He created this podcast with his name on it. Oh. His actual name is not London, it's Jock Talk.
It's like an alias.
Dr. London, if you want to connect with the youth, follow my lead here. So Ethan, the latest Skibidi toilet is hilarious, or scary?
The latest Skibidi toilet is hilarious or scary, right?
I am starting to think that neither of you have any idea about anything going on with me or my friends or anybody for that matter.
Well, educate us. I mean, you're here for a reason. I would like to learn about youth culture a bit. Like, what are you and your friends into besides one episode of Euphoria?
Oh, we like to do a lot. Well, I like fire, and
have you ever made a fire?
I've watched someone make a fire, and I also do like bowling. And there's like a lot of things that I like. Oh, I like Candy Crush still.
Have you eaten candy?
And I do play Wordle, but I rarely get it right. But I do, sometimes I do.
Oh, you say you crush candy. Have you ever eaten a candy?
Dr. London, do I look new here?
Well, again, Dr. London, this is a Gen Alpha thing. Gen Alpha kids love candy. I've heard that Gen Alpha kids love pizza and ice cream. I can't verify that.
No offense, but I thought I was supposed to learn something here, and it is 20 questions for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Dr. Lynn, do you want to teach something real quick? Well, maybe do you want to ask us about stuff? Life advice? I mean, you know, we can...
Yes, I would like advice. I would.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, if I am at school and there is somebody of interest to me, in an interesting way, I will not say romantic, but possibly, what would I do?
And change schools.
What?
It's already change schools. They're already in too deep emotionally. You need to be a cold wall. No one needs, you need to speak to no one. You need to not even notice that anyone exists. You need to be the kid that is in the back corner, who is completely stoic and still and doesn't even acknowledge that other people exist. And the second someone acknowledges you or you acknowledge someone, switch schools. Again, this is a privacy thing. This is like not giving out your last name on the internet.
And then I should pick up smoking cigarettes?
That you should already be doing. You said you were 11, right?
Oh, no, I'm behind.
Yeah, that's...
I get that your family has money, but like... Cigarette, like, it's such a thing to have to go to the store and pick them up all the time. That's the problem. Like, it's really...
Yeah, but I have a scooter.
Oh, yeah. And Dr. Linda doesn't have a scooter.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You ever hit a jewel? You ever hit a jewel, Ethan?
A jewel?
Yeah, like a jewel pod, like the vape.
I know what they are. No, I have not hit one, but I should.
Yes. I mean, again, you're kind of behind developmentally. If
I want to thank you both for giving me very sound advice, and I will pick up the jewel. Thank you, Dr. London.
Okay. Well, I didn't. So can I give the advice about the interest person at school? If you can get yourself to vomit on command, then they'll remember you.
Yes, I can, and I have done it several times.
Yeah, so you want to do that in front of them, especially if they talk to you or if you talk to them, that's when you want to do it, because then they'll remember you.
Cool, okay. And I can offer them child wine, because my mom started a company for child wine.
Oh, wow. This will go great with, canonically on this show, I've been promoting Buddy Beer, which is my... beer that I made that was discontinued because some kids in the neighborhood struggled with suicidal ideation after drinking
it. Oh, no.
Yeah, it was not great, but it is back on the market.
Well, it wasn't much of a struggle, honestly. It was pretty bad.
It wasn't great. But yeah, all that to say, definitely drink wine. What else?
I really feel like we are bonding.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you're basically my kid at this point.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to be adopted by the podcast?
Well, I did not know that was an option. I'm not going to lie. I thought this was going to suck. I thought that it was going to be so boring. But I would like to be adopted.
Wow. Okay. So the podcast is now your dad, or dad and mom, I guess. Because company corporations are people, and so...
That's right, by law.
Yeah, so the Jock Doc LLC, congrats to the Jock Doc LLC on having a kid, I guess. That's really exciting for them.
Wow, thank you so much. And if I have paperwork from school to sign, you will sign it, right?
Ooh, I guess DJ Dylan would DJ do that.
DJ Dylan?
Just, yeah, mail Does it that... to the studio, I think, is the best idea.
Okay.
One of the interns will take care of it or something. We'll figure it out.
So where is my room gonna be then?
Oh, we don't do that here.
What? No housing?
Well, Dr. London had that one house, and then he was on my couch. Now he's not on my couch anymore.
I got a really crap deal out of this.
This is the only deal. You say crap deal like there's, you know, choices. This is the deal.
Oh,
you either
what?
Live at home with your stinky rich parents who keep buying you drones, or you live at the studio or outside the studio by the trash cans.
Outside by the trash? I don't want to get sprayed again or attacked by a coyote for a second time.
You can move the trash. You can move the trash like wherever you want. Like, as long as you get it out on Thursdays, you have to get it out on the curb on Thursdays, but the rest of the time, it's okay for it to be around.
Okay, so my only responsibility is to make sure that the trash is ready for trash day?
No, like we have pets, and we have, well, first of all, the podcast has pets.
What kind of pets?
Well, we aren't sure yet, but one is going to, potentially it'll be a harpoon gun, or four cats stacked on top of the Guinness Book of World Records, or a cockroach.
That we're sort of in the voting period. Our listeners are voting what is going to be the official pet of the podcast. And those are the three options.
And you'll have to feed them every day. It's a big responsibility. I guess take them out for naps. I don't know what else you do with a pet.
I guess, because you're already outside, so you don't really have to take them out for anything.
I guess you have to take them in for, if it freezes outside, then you take the pets inside so that you can huddle up without bothering them.
I did not sign up for this.
You did, though. You did.
You did.
No, I did not, Cameron. I did not. -2. I did not.
I really thought you did, but that was pretty convincing.
Well, my mom's a lawyer, not to harp on it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, That's most of the life advice I have, I think.
If you could give me one good piece of advice, both of you, what would it be?
Switch schools. Change schools immediately. Don't.
Oh.
If you haven't switched schools this month, do it now. Do not form friendships, relationships, or familiarity with anyone.
I think, okay, I have a different opinion on this. I think that you could go ahead and make friends, but with the sort of smallest, puniest person at your school. And then ask them to go ahead of you in line and be friends. And then when the bullies come to beat you up, you'll have someone else to push in front of you.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great strategy.
Nobody will ever beat me up because I have fart power.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, yeah, I didn't account for that.
That sounds like you're probably beating other people up. Are you a bit of a bully?
Not with my fist.
With your butt, though. Okay. I'm not crazy about
that. Yeah, Cameron.
I mean, that is pretty cool. That is kind of badass.
That's really neat.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, Ethan. I don't think you need, like, to learn from us. I think
it sounds like
have
Gen
stuff
Alpha's
figured
fine.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get bullied. You've already got your drones figured out. Let's see, your parents gave you $1,000.
That's adulthood to me. Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that I have been a butterfly this whole time and I have never had to be in a cocoon?
Look, the science, hold on. I think I know this one.
It's like a butterfly effect thing, Dr. London. You know, like when a butterfly flaps its wings in Oregon, it causes...
It becomes like, a cocoon.
Well, no. A butterfly flaps its wing in like Oregon and then in like South America,
the Oregon Trail,
someone like makes like a pierogi or something like that. And the cause and effect of those things.
Okay. So like, I guess, was it a pierogi? Eat whatever that is. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yes. I believe that was as clear as could be.
Thank you. Yeah, we get that a lot. And barely ever has a certain tone to it. Ethan, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Do you have anyone you'd like to give a shout out to? Any like friends of yours or someone else on social media?
I would like to shout out to all of my drones lined up at home and ready to go.
Okay. And okay. So, those are your friends. Okay. I see.
Well, I do have friends. I do. I don't want to give them a shout out.
Okay. Not even like a babysitter or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe someone you,
hey, Marissa.
Maybe an older person you know that has like an Instagram account you want to plug or something.
I would like to plug Dr. London and Cameron.
Oh.
Yes, because we have bonded for life.
Okay. Well, thank you. And you also might want to check out Sarah Lento, social media things.
Ah, who the heck is that?
Yeah, no, it's a separate, I think. Well, she told me she's your babysitter. So.
Oh, so okay.
Okay. Anyway, well, thank you so much for being on. Thank you to Ethan. Thank you to our producer, Cameron. Thank you to Digital the host.